Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church, and I'm excited for you to be joining us on the study of the book of Colossians. May the Lord bless and challenge you as we seek to know the Master so that we can live His mission.
This is day 38 of your new life. Today's title is Living the Mission Together. John Maxwell said, "The goal of the pastor is not to get people to show up, but to get people to grow up." John Henry Jowett said, "Ministry that costs nothing accomplishes nothing." Our text today is Colossians 4, verses 10 through 13. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you, and Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, concerning whom you have received instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him, and Jesus, who is called Justice. These are the only men of the circumcision among my fellow workers for the kingdom of God, and they have been a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ Jesus, greets you, always struggling on your behalf in his prayers, that you may stand mature and fully assured in all the will of God. For I bear him witness that he has worked hard for you and for those in Laodicea and in Hierapolis. Paul continues mentioning men that had been faithful partners in ministry. Paul knew full well that God calls us to live out his mission through relationships with other faithful Christ followers. The Life Application Commentary gives us some valuable information on some of these men that Paul mentions in verses 10 through 13. This commentary also gives insightful application. Strength and loyalty are the virtues behind this quick greeting from Aristarchus. He had gone to jail with Paul for Christ's sake, had stood up under the danger of riot at Ephesus, and had sailed with Paul to Rome to face imprisonment. Others might plea bargain or claim that they had acted under duress. Aristarchus would bear the cost of discipleship with cheerfulness and hope. Faith that cares for others, that greets people never met, that sticks close to friends in trouble, because of Jesus, is worth finding, a treasure brighter than diamonds and just as tough. Jesus promises that we'll find faith that stands firm under riots and threat of prison when we give him our whole heart. Jesus Justice was a Jew. Apparently, he had kept up the mission to reach Jews, but still was supporting Paul, who reached Gentiles. Any good Jew of Paul's days regarded Gentiles as lowlifes, dogs, dirt. Jews did not associate with those Gentiles. It was not proper. Yet Jesus Justice was both a co-worker and a comfort to Paul. Christ changes everything. In Christ, we love across boundaries and minister to people with habits and lifestyle preferences quite unlike our own. That's how the church grows. Could God be calling you to love and serve people you once abhorred, as Paul did the Gentiles? Might God want you to work at friendships with those not of your background or school of thought? Thus, living on mission together calls for faithful friends and genuine relationships. Living on mission also requires getting out of the spectator mode and participating actively in ministry. On Fridays at school during high school football season, players often wear their jerseys to school. It is game day, and everyone, including the managers and water boys, proudly wear their uniforms. They're proud to wear the uniform and be part of the team. Some boys go out for the team just so they can wear the jersey to school and be admired. They are content with just being on the team. Many of these boys never play in the game. In fact, many of them don't even want the coach to send them into the game. They don't want to get hurt. They are quite happy just sitting on the bench and wearing the uniform. During practices, they would deliberately avoid contact as much as possible. They just liked wearing the jersey to school on game days for the admiration. How many Christians do this with their faith in God? They like sitting on the bench. They don't mind the world knowing that they are Christians, but they don't want any contact with the sinners around them. They want to play it safe and avoid getting hurt. They show up for church regularly. They just don't serve Christ faithfully. They look the part and claim affiliation with the team, but they don't invest their talents to serve God or others. They like the approval of others, but don't see any need to fully devote themselves to the cause of Christ. God did not save us so that we could just show up to practice. Jesus didn't give his life so we could offer him our leftovers. Christ paid too high a price for us to offer him so little in return. In addition, We all need to participate in God's mission so that the church can be all that He wants it to be. We are better together. We have a much stronger influence when every Christian is involved in God's work. Paul needed others in ministry. He couldn't do it all by himself. In fact, he wouldn't have been nearly as effective for Christ from a jail cell if it had not been for fellow laborers in ministry. Questions. Are you living in relationships where serving Jesus is the priority? In what specific ways are you maturing in your faith walk? Do others who serve with you in God's work find you pleasant or a pain? Pray with me. Lord Jesus, teach us how to be faithful in our service to all people. Thank you for your transforming love. We love you. Amen.